All right, now welcome once again to another Arrangeo Don't Carry Come for Inside Football Republic. Talk about a Fantasy Premier League brought to you by the Republicans. We are doing task today again for the latest round of matches. As it happened for match the 30, and also what we will look forward to for Inside this weekend matches based on the players, their ratings, and also managers. How did they pick their players? And who did their squad? And who they do big things for their squad? Welcome once again. My name is Natimi, the Pigeon commentator of the Federal Republic PCFR. And then inside studio with my guy, Starboy, ex-Starboy.
Man's not hot.
Man's not hot
anymore.
No, you are not cold. They don't pour your ice water. Olamide, we could dive into the matter.
Yeah.
And we will start from Crystal Palace, two of their players. Talking about Olise. I think that three help goals, three assists, Naimi get for that match.
Yeah, me get three assists.
And Jordan, you get two goals.
I mean, since when Royalty don't come back?
But no, which manager? Maybe Olise, yes, but not Ayew.
I know they talk to generally is when Otin don't come back.
Yeah.
You know, they get one or two results and there. And these two be the highest points getters this week, surprisingly. What would you say? You go see now Olise and Jordan Ayew for a league we get so many talents, then you get the highest point that week. Jordan Ayew, I mean there's not much excitement. One of those things where they happen. So I know if you say something where anybody's supposed to different eye. But hold on to that, because Eze gets 8 assists.
Yeah.
He's going to get 3 this weekend. We didn't say Naimi
Eze or Olise.
Olise. Naimi the fifth most, with the most assists for Premier League he gets. And given the kind involvement where they get, I feel that one person way.
If you get for your squad.
If you start to look, especially given their next three fixtures. Now, in their next three fixtures, they face Wolves, I think Everton, and one other relegation. So, the three teams that they face next are all relegation threatened. So, now, fixtures where if you see Crystal Palace, since now they are mates, if you try see one or two teams, so they're not going to get played out of the park. So, now, one of those people, if they look at Crystal Palace assets where you won't look for cheaper, 5.4. Olise now one of those people where you suppose they consider.
And still talking about star players we show face for match day 30 or match week 30, anyhow you want to put them. Haaland scored 2 goals against Southampton, making him now 30 goals for inside the Premier League. I think every man, like I talked last week, Haaland, definitely you guys the captain and base for your captain picks every weekend. Whether or not you like him, just the captain now, because the guy, they on fire, still score. Now he don't score 45 goals and counting. For inside the Premier League this season alone. I think we don't overflog Al Haaland issue. So now player will say we don't need to be analyzed again. In just the up there. But we'll talk about Jack Grealish. All of a sudden, Jack Grealish got the fine form. They score goals, they give assists.
Exactly. But Jack Grealish, he coming to form right time, because at the time where Pep they try to chase Arsenal and Foden don't get this injury issue.
Yeah.
But he never make them to miss Grealish. This last match, he get 12 points. The one before against Liverpool, he gets 12 points. So that is 12 points in 2 games. You get. And the next match, they did home against Leicester, where now also relegation threatened team. Even if they get a new manager, but I don't they expect any new manager bounce for that weekend. So Grealish, and given say Gabriel Ago always won't start in best hands. In the chase Arsenal for that league now. Yeah. He has no time to say, okay, maybe the rest players or that kind of thing, regardless of what they saw. So, and they don't win their first leg 3-0. So nobody say they get one kind serious, to wait for the second leg. So especially Grealish, and now one person where you suppose they put a eye for seven million. Yeah.
No two costs. But then you look your midfield, like if you get a midfield of I must say Bukayo Saka, you get Odegaard, or you get like last week now, that have been a talk about Mitoma. You get Mitoma, then that's already four or three
were non-mentors. Yes.
Then Jack Grealish.
If they look, you go like
drop.
So for players, so if you see one of that player for me is also Nana Martinelli.
And also even Trossard self. More.
Trossard also did. So when you see Martinelli, you see Saka, you see Odegaard, you see Mitoma. These are players where if you see, but like two back-to-back games with 12 points, that's something where you go day hard for you to overlook. You get given the fact that they can't face Leicester again. So it'd be like saying the like form of in life. So if you feel at this point, you bring in Grealish, I don't think saying anybody go see you say you know try again. Now one of those players where you suppose they look or they consider to bring into your team.
And top targets for match day or match week 31. Talking about Martinelli, he been the star player for last week based on goal win score against Liverpool. And now people don't transfer him in back, because if you get what I mean, Martinelli been go off form. You know, can they score goal, you know, they give assists. If okay, like now, when I wound Javin or something, just down that period, yeah. But yeah, you know, they inform yes, Trossard can't even shine pass him. But now, you know, they amongst the top targets. Yeah. Also, Gabriel Jesus don't come back, they score goals every match now when they play. Like, you want your score goal for us now. And a man will be say, you won't bring back to your squad if you never get him.
So for Gabriel Jesus, I mean, a striker position. So for that position, if you don't get one of Haaland or Kane, and maybe they play with two strikers,
yeah,
you get option of, you know, finding the cheaper striker, we go support them. Now you get Callum Wilson, you get Ivan Toney,
yeah,
you get where if you say these guys they like then more like where you yeah. stay, where if you bank on. And I mean, Jesus, 8 million looks quite pricey, you know, to get for a second
for
striker.
Substitutes.
Exactly. But I mean the title running in this year, so you feel just keep him for watch list. They watch how you go take B then. See, you feel draft them.
How about Gabriel Martinelli?
Oh, Martinelli, I'm sure Martinelli was there your team. He was actually there your team because Naimbi has Arsenal has scored this season for league. And I mean, in just the even when you didn't say he go finish. He sure say or more, he go pop. One goal and one assist at Anfield last week. So if you say they play West Ham away, and you know say West Ham they struggle this season. So if you say or more, I tell you now, person way for 6.7 million, a person way you supposed to actually pull for your team.
I'm still talking about strikers because we mentioned Gabriel Jesus. More go back to striker position. And we get this man still with day on fire, Ollie Watkins.
Whoa, Watkins. Watkins actually.
7.6.
Yes.
Cheaper than Gabriel Jesus.
Now, actually, very good. Now, actually, very good option. And you see, their next match now, at home against Newcastle. Newcastle, they're a bit tight in hand. So, we don't know how it will be. Maybe now you go they on top of that same form when on day for the coming. But for the last three matches actually, Ollie Watkins only on like mad form, always banging in that goal. So we're never too sure. But depending on your striker option actually, you get depending on the kind of person. So if you want me to suggest strikers for you now, Watkins will definitely be on top of that list. Say okay, if you don't get Haaland, maybe the confirmed guy everybody gets. So they find for maybe differential in that sense, then only working soon on that
okay.
option.
Okay, make I see confusing and confusing more. Yeah. And now I'm bringing another striker, Alexander Isak.
another striker away from. But for Isak, I did worried about the minutes. You know, see the Newcastle, they had to play. Exactly. So it's either Wilson or him play, or sometimes they come out them early and they bring in Wilson and that kind of thing. So
okay, so to, if you go decide sure that between Ollie Watkins and Isak.
Definitely Ollie Watkins now. Definitely Watkins. Definitely
Watkins. And two of them, they play this weekend?
Two of them, they face each other this weekend. But Newcastle today away. Not very. Because Newcastle, they form of their life too. But I will always go for Ollie Watkins. Even in the long run, safe. I go one pick Ollie Watkins.
Okay, so we'll go back to the midfield now. Jack Grealish and the man we then call Michael Olise. Two players, then you still get Mitoma inside for this midfield battle.
Yeah.
So three players now where they on the watch list or star players where he shine this weekend. And from these three, most say if you pick two, which two you go like or you advise me then go for?
So definitely I'll pick Mitoma.
Based on the team where they meet.
They meet
Leicester City.
Mm-hmm.
Mitoma, they meet Chelsea. And Olise, they meet Southampton.
Okay, based on this weekend alone.
Yeah.
Based on this weekend alone, you guys pick Grealish and Olise. Mm. I mean, Chelsea did poor form and all that. But like, if you like, say, Brighton will go really get all that wrong with where they supposed to get.
Well, one school of thought would say, if Matheus Nunes he score against Chelsea, why not Mitoma?
I mean, Mitoma almost... He don't get very good from. He actually even scored last week, self. Now, just the old PL nonsense and VR. Now, you actually offer.
They don't apologize, by the way. Another apology.
Apology.
Don't play the past points.
But because of that fixture, where they go technically tag him as, you know, a difficult away fixture for Brighton. Now, one of the asterisks you go do for. Whereas, Ulisse, they face one of the relegation threatened team.
Exactly.
One of the three will face in the next 3 weeks.
My own knowledge, you tell me, say, I will go for Ulisse even more than Mitoma.
Than Mitoma, exactly.
So, I say, Ulisse, definitely. I don't forget, say, nine get the fifth move as the Premier League. Don't be fluke.
So you talk about some of the players that we see still the inside transfer targets for game week 31. I don't know why people say who Haaland as transfer target. Just leave them there. Him and Harry Kane should just be constant. But going forward, we don't talk, say, Mitoma, Jack Grealish, and also maybe, in fact, not even maybe, the most vital right now, that Michael Olise, more or less as one of your midfielders for your game week 31, at least
for this game week 31, Olisen should be that watch player. And also, maybe Jack Grealish, because they play Leicester City. And you never can tell. Things will spring up for there. We'll talk about this guy. We'll not talk about Alexander Isak. We'll not talk about also Ollie Watkins. Two players, when you say two of them, they face each other today. But you don't say, preferably, I'll go for
Ollie Watkins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to captain picks for this weekend. I don't know why my producer, they always doing this captain picks. They're not going to say, just leave me and Haaland. Married forever, bond. As I say, the only time you say, I will feel saying, I know captain, I'm not winning the play. Or when I feel saying, I will play. So for me, Haaland all the way. I don't know about you.
So for this weekend, I feel say now one of...
And they play Leicester City.
Yeah, they play Leicester. One of two people actually, now either Haaland or Harry Kane.
Mm.
And funny enough, at the head, because the thing about Haaland is now when you go and drop, I don't do it 2 times this season, I don't drop him 2 times, one of the captain and his squad
struggles. Can you imagine?
His squad trick those 2 weeks. Why are they tilt towards Harry Kane a bit? Because see, they did home against Bournemouth.
Mm.
Yes. And Harry Kane, I reckon one of the steals of this
season. Yeah, sure. Gets sure. Up to another good option, though.
Another good option. And Haaland, they worry about in minutes.
Because of Champions League.
And in fact, see, once City don't score like two, if you don't come out and for like early second half, put out barriers and that kind of stuff, because you get. So I appreciate City would try wrap up that game first half. So they limit there for minutes, but King will get more minutes. So if you go with Haaland, me, I'll go with Harry Kane this week. Mm. May the best man win.
But anyway, remember, you still feel be winner for inside this matter. Still drop on your comments for our comment section. And also, I remember saying, if you follow us on top, all our social media, we did there. From Twitter to Instagram to Facebook, TikTok, everywhere we did. And also, you can catch this our podcast for inside Spotify and everywhere where you get your podcast from, every platform where you get your podcast from. And also, follow us. Make sure say you click on this our channel, on our notification for our YouTube page, Football Republic NG NBA channel on top of YouTube. And also, make sure say you click that notification button, bang, 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 so that you can get the updates when we drop our videos for the latest from inside Fantasy Premier League. Olamide, thank you very much. Say you show face. Now, ex star boy.
Always a pleasure.
How far you're putting? 21,000,
Sha. Yeah,
definitely. I'm not doing too bad with him. Right. But the star, you don't know, you don't deep. Yes, I'm going to enter again next time. Bye, guys. Bye.